in your heart. Appreciate you being here tonight. Got some out tonight. We'll have prayer after I get through saying something from the scripture. And if you want to, look with me in Romans chapter number 8 tonight. It's one of the great chapters of the scripture. Romans chapter number 8. Appreciate the good testifying. There are so many things that can trip a man up in the scripture if he don't rightly divide the word of truth. And Paul was our writer here, the writer God chose, inspired of God. He wrote this Romans 8 under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He wrote to us. He wrote to the saints at Rome. And we find here in the text tonight, in Romans chapter number 8, the prior chapter, Paul fought with, has struggled within himself, about himself. And said he, many a time, it looks like to me that when he wanted to do good, evil was present with him. He saw himself in the light of the law and what he could do. And he said, I'm a wretched man. And I was thinking last night, and this, you'll have to hear me. I was thinking, if I made it to heaven tonight, I'd have to say, I shouldn't be here, but by the grace of God. Yes, sir. Amen. That's it. It's nothing I've done, nothing I'll ever do that God would accept me. It's all Him. And I think when you drink from the bottle of the law, it'll kill you. That's all it'll do. The best the law could do is make a good Pharisee. Paul said that I'm the Pharisee of a Pharisee. He said, as touching the law, I'm blameless. In other words, I've done what I feel like I ought to done in keeping the law. But he said, I count it but dung. It's nothing. It don't win Christ. It don't bring righteousness. And I believe Paul wrote here, he said in verse 25 of chapter 7, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And so he's saying here there's a dual thing. There's a struggle here. There's flesh and spirit. There's two men in us tonight. Amen. There's the Holy Ghost, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then there's you, your Adamic nature. That's where you have trouble. I have much trouble with myself. And I'm saying this tonight. You've got to see what I'm telling you tonight to be the truth. Paul had to really get tight about what really grace and salvation is. Because there was too many religious people, too many Judaizers, too many people that was of the Jews' religion. Paul said, I was above my equals in it. But God saved him on the road to Damascus with a great light. Christ shined himself upon him, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he found out, thank God, that he was persecuting Christ instead of the church. He said, you're persecuting me. And of course, he had a great experience of salvation. And we find here that he, thank God, was took out for 3 years and was taught. He said, this thing wasn't taught by man. I didn't learn it from man. It was a revelation of God. This doctrine of grace, this new way that God came through. I know men's always been saved by faith, but through the grace of God, through the merits of Christ, through what he did, that we're saved tonight. I know that's a continual statement. I know that a lot of times we say these same things, but really if you listen to preaching and really listen tonight, there's so many laws that men preach. There's so many things tonight that try to get people amen, to live a certain way, and it's done by guilt. It's done by, my friend, putting pressure on people to live a certain way. But listen, listen tonight, you can't live a certain way to please God. The only way that pleases God is a faith way, and that's the gift of God. Everything's attributed to Him tonight. It's not nothing you can do tonight to be saved. He's done what it took. Thank God. And brother tonight, you said, what's the mark of salvation? Inward witness. That's what it is. A new creature. That's what it is. Amen. Love God because He loved us. It's just a truth that that's what's in us. You don't have to put a sign on you. Amen. Or wear a certain kind of clothing or a t-shirt that says I'm saved. I'm not against that. But that's not the mark of a born again Christian. The mark of a Christian, somebody that loves God, that loves the brethren, that loves the things of God, that desires the things of God. That's something within you. It's not without. It's not something that we can demonstrate with the flesh. It's something He demonstrates through His Spirit. It's something He does in us, and He does through us. It's not how good I live. It's how good He lives through me. That's the truth. Amen. God's not basing tonight. I hear these people. I love them. This is what they say. I say, your son's saved? He said, yeah, baby, he is. This is what they say. They said he dresses right and he does right. Brother, anybody can do things like that. The Spirit of God has to live in a man. Clothes is not a mark of salvation. Clothes is a mark of the curse, because God had to clothe man. Amen. Listen, when man sinned, God put clothes on him. I do believe modest apparel is a New Testament doctrine, far as teaching that we ought to dress in a modest way. Amen. That ought not never bring attention to ourselves. Amen. But listen, it's not a mark of being saved. A mark of being saved is what magnifies Christ. It might in your clothing testify to somebody, amen, that you don't look like the world looks, but brethren, anybody can do it. I tell you this tonight, and people wouldn't go along with what I'm about to say, it don't matter. If the Holy Ghost don't do it, it's not of God as far as a spiritual life. Listen, there's common sense with anything. Amen. Common sense says, brethren, we dress a certain way because I'm a man. Amen. I don't put on a dress. Amen. And ain't planning on it. Amen. Amen. Ain't God, listen. I ain't got hair. Amen. Like a woman. Amen. That's just right, ain't it? I mean, that's common sense. Amen. Ain't God, I was raised in the hippie time. Hey, I caught the backside of it anyway. Amen. And that was just the culture of that day. Somebody said, did I have long hair? I said, it was longer than all to be, and I reckon. Because it was just the way the culture of that day was. But brother, if I'd have cut my hair, I wouldn't have been no more righteous. Amen. I'd not been no better in the sight of God. Ain't God, amen. When I met my wife, I don't remember how long my hair was. It's probably right there. But it didn't bring salvation when I got a haircut. Amen. It didn't make me better in the sight of God. Even though I'm going to say this and move on. I believe men ought to be masculine, amen. And I believe a woman ought to be feminine. I think she ought to have some feminine ways about her, amen. That's right, praise God. But listen, none of that brings salvation. That's a product of this, the truth and the Spirit teaching you some things. But that's not spirit fruit. Spirit fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. That's what he said I'm looking for. He said, by this men shall you know you're my disciples, because you have love one for another, because I've got love for you and you got love for me. That's something God put in my heart to love you. Amen. He even put in my heart to love people that don't love me. That's hard to do without the Holy Ghost. But I do have some desire and love, God, for sinners, people that's lost, people that don't know God. I want to see them. Amen. Get saved. And it'll take God to do it. But verse 1 of chapter 8 says, there is therefore now. The word now means it's present. It's a present tense. Every time you read it, you're now. Amen. We're not yesterday. And we're not later, but we're now. Every time, 30 minutes from now, if you read it, therefore there is now no condemnation. The word condemnation takes the meaning that there's no guilt charge or no charge upon me from God. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, I'm not guilty. Amen. That's God saying that. I didn't say it. Amen. If I ask you tonight, are you guilty? Amen. You'd say, yeah, but I say, no, you're not. Amen. I can say I'm guilty, but God says, no, you're not. Amen. I'm not guilty tonight. We don't have to live in guilt. We don't have to bow our head. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, we've been saved by the grace of God tonight. And there's no condemnation. I'm telling you, I'm not condemned tonight. I could not go to hell. I could not go there. Hey, God, I've been saved from hell. I've been saved from the torments of hell. I've been saved from the dangers of hell. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, I'm not under condemnation. Amen. You're not under condemnation. And if you're saved, amen, you couldn't go to hell. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, listen. He said there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I've been baptized into him. He came into me and I came into him. He lives in me and I'm in him tonight. He's my representative. He's my mediator. Amen. He ain't got to look. Ain't got to the Father and say, look at what Joel did. He's got to say, I'm representing him. I shed my blood for him. I rose again for him. I justified him. That's the only way God accepts anybody tonight. Amen. That's not of your works. You can't do nothing. There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. That's the product of being in Christ. That you walk in the Spirit now. You don't just walk in the flesh. That don't mean that you're not going to think fleshly and don't do things fleshly, but the change is so great in a man when he gets saved that he desires spiritual things. Amen. Listen, a baby, you don't teach a baby to get hungry. A baby is hungry. That's why they like milk. Amen. When the child grows up, amen, if they're hungry, they're going to eat. Amen. When somebody's saved, they want to eat. Hey, God, they want to meet with God. That's just the way it is. It's not something you come up with. Hey, God, it's not a man writing a book on how to get people to read the Bible. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, friend, it's the hunger that's in you. Amen. It's a spiritual hunger. Notice verse 2. Here's a verse. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. A law's a rule. That's what they went by. It was a rule. There's a law. Amen. Jesus is our law keeper. He's a law fulfiller. Amen. He said the law of the Spirit of God. Notice, a spirit of life. You know what? Listen to what the word life means. It means life, real and genuine. A life active and vigorous. Devoted to God and blessed. That means that the life God gives her, there's, thank God, abundance in it. There's signs of life. It's vigorous. It's active. It's real. It's genuine. There's something that's in me that's life tonight. I'm not talking about a physical life. I'm talking about spiritual life. I'm talking about the life of God. I'm talking about God in me. Could you get a hold of that in your mind tonight? The life of God is in you. And listen. Hey, God, that spirit of life, amen, have made me free from the law of sin and death. That word free means that he delivered me. That word free means he liberated me. He did. He liberated me from deadness. He liberated me from darkness and from sin. He got me out of that. He took me out of darkness into light. He gave me life within me. Amen. And life, thank God. Amen. Breathes life. And there's light in you tonight. Oh, thank God there's light in us. The light of God's in us. The understanding of God's in us. Amen.
Amen. It's something supernatural. It's not natural. It's a supernatural. Nicodemus said, how can these things be? He was thinking natural, but it's supernatural. It's something God does in a man. Amen. It's the only way you have it. You can't produce it. It's God that does it. Notice this in verse 3, for what the law could not do. Listen, the law, there were 613 commandments. When you talk about the law, listen, you're exempt from that. There's the moral law, there's a ceremonial law, there's a dietary law. Now listen to me, you're exempt from that. Because you can't keep it. You can't keep it. You can't keep it. Listen, that's what all these Judaizers try to do. They try to keep the law. And it don't. It just makes them a good Pharisee. That's all it does. They said, they said to Jesus, he said, your men's plucking corn on the Sabbath. Amen. They was hungry. And Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm above the Sabbath. Amen. Listen, brother, Jesus is my Sabbath. Listen, Sabbath is Saturday. We come in the first day of the week. But brother, we don't keep Sabbath laws. Amen. You don't neither, brother. You couldn't even travel that far. Amen. That's right. You don't keep those Sabbath laws. Amen. We keep God's love. We live by the law of love. Amen. Listen, Jesus fulfilled the law, Brother Joe. Thank God everything was fulfilled in him. In it all. In the ceremony. In the dietary. Thank God in the moral. Amen. Everything was fulfilled in him. He done everything perfect. Everything about is perfect. And brother, he never sinned. He fulfilled the law. Amen. Thank God the law can't take sin away. The law can't do it. There's nothing wrong with the law. The problem is with us tonight. I won't shoot a rabbit here. Anybody ever looks at somebody and says, I'm glad I don't do that. You're a hypocrite. You doing something? I've never saw a day where preaching so shallow. I'm not saying I'm a deep preacher. But brother, they're trying to cut the limbs off of people's trees. Limb cutting only just, they're going to grow back. If you're ever going to get to somebody's life, you've got to get the root. The root's the heart. That's where the problem is. I'm not a mechanic, but I ain't dumb neither. If I blow the motor, thank God I ain't going to pull it in the garage and say, change the hubcap. It won't help the motor. You can beautify the car. Could you imagine blowing your motor and taking it to a body shop and saying, paint this thing, Brother Shank? And paint it, I mean, just fix it up, look so good on the outside. I want my neighbors to look over there, amen, and see my car, how beautiful it is. I mean, just let them look at that thing, amen. That's right, and then they walk over there one day looking around the car, amen, and they knew you've done all that work. They know you religious now, religious with everything. And they come over there and they said, man, that car looks good. I mean, look how the paint looks on this thing. Look at them, amen, them wheels. And them tires and all that beautiful paint and everything. And the neighbor says, how about cranking it up and letting me hear it? And they say to him, oh, I can't do that. He say, why not? The motor's bad in it, amen. And he said, you mean you got the car painted and fixed up and done all this and it don't even run? You know what a lot of Baptist preachers is concerned about? They more concerned about what somebody thinks about how their church looks on the outside and what they got on the inside. And that's why we're dying in these days because the Holy Ghost don't live in a lot of them. Amen. You better be thankful tonight. I'm just telling you this. And it ain't because I'm the preacher. It's because God's God and he's sovereign and he saw fit in his own favor to bless us. Amen. In this place tonight with good liberty to preach. But I'm telling you this tonight. It ain't because the car looks good. It's because, thank God, he works on the motor. Amen. And he keeps her going, thank God. And that's why we can run with it. Amen. amen, we can drive with it. Thank God, because the Holy Ghost, thank God, the motor of God lives in us and gives us the power to live. And when somebody comes in, thank God, to preach, amen. Thank God, they got some liberty. Thank God, to drive the car, amen. And I'm going to tell you this too. You don't have to, you can't have but one driver.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you who the driver of this car is. It ain't the preacher.
That's right, brother.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to ask you the question tonight, and don't answer it. I'd hate for you to answer in ignorance. Who's the most important person in this church? The Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, this ain't a church. If I die tonight, you go on. He ain't gonna never die. Without him, this ain't no church. Amen. I know people say, well, I run this thing. No, praise God. The Lord better, through the Holy Ghost, better be running it. Amen. I mean, if he don't run it, Brother Todd, hey God, what kind of liberty we have? Amen. If we don't look to him and everything, and listen, hey God, this law, friend, amen, it can't deliver, Brother Joe. And listen, it can't satisfy. It can't satisfy God. It can't satisfy you on the inside. It'll only make you look better than somebody else. But it never will satisfy the inward man. Amen. Listen, he said, for what the law could not do, and it was weak through the flesh. Amen. He said, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He came in the likeness of, he didn't sin, but he came in this same flesh. Amen. The likeness, he took on the seed of Abraham. Thank God, this sinful flesh. He wasn't a sinner, but he died for sinners. He didn't sin, but he took care of sin. He took away my sin. He didn't cover my sin. He took away my sin. And he took away your sin. And that's what it does. Amen. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, buddy, I don't feel clean all the time. Sometimes I don't. But I am clean. I am clean. You know, it don't take long. I'll be honest with you, I kind of felt a little low tonight. My wife, we had to go up early to Sunday school crew and was trying to do something, and I never could get it done. I told her I just ought to go back to the house. I felt like everything I'd done today hadn't been right. And I got, you come over and started talking to me. And I felt them two sticks rubbing together.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt them two sticks rubbing together. You know, that's a proven fact. Through that rubbing them sticks, there comes some fire. That heat comes, Brother Keith. And all of a sudden, when them boys got up to sing, I felt them sparks come up and that little fire coming up in me. And I said, thank you, Lord. Just let them keep us singing. And just keep a putting some gas on my fire, because that's what I need. I don't need no water. I need some gas. God bless it. It's not the law. It's the fellowship of the Spirit. Listen to this here. Hey, I like it. He said he come in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. What's that mean? He overcame it. He defeated it. What is this next verse mean then? After first three, he said that. Why? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. He fulfilled it through justification, imputed righteousness, and forgiveness. He forgave us. He delivered us. That we walk not in the flesh but in the Spirit. See, the thing about it is, what everything that God done through his Son is a perfect work. He perfected you. He perfected you, and he perfected you. I'm not perfect because I still got this nature, but I am perfected. And I am perfect in the eyes of the Father because of what the Son done, who represents me before him. And brethren, listen, thank God, it ain't nothing you've done. You've not lived moral enough. You've not kept everything. But he didn't tell you to. He said, I'll do it for you. You ever thought about this? I thought about this. Every sacrificial act of giving freely is a picture of grace. If you got out a $100 bill tonight because somebody's on your heart and you know they had a need, and went and said, I want to give this to you. It's on my heart.
Yes.
It's an act of free grace,
yes, sir,
freely given.
Yes.
You ain't looking at me and say, if you or whoever you give it to, and you say, now go work for it.
No.
If you mow grass, give you $100, that ain't a gift.
No, that's not a gift.
See what God done? He give his gift to people that has sinned against him. He said, I'm going to give it to Joel Hyatt, who is a wretched man, who is undeserving as much as anybody ever lived. But because of my good grace and my pleasure, I'm going to give him this. And the only thing he can do in return is be thankful. Amen. That's right, ain't it? I'm telling you, you ever get a hold of that, son, listen, that's the only thing I can do. I can't work for it because it wouldn't be the gift of God. Amen. Because he gave me the gift, he put a love in my heart to do something for him. But it's good, the gratitude of my heart. It's not to say, look at me, look what I've done. It's something from my heart that the gratitude that's in me, thank God, in return says that, like the, thank God that my friend, the leper that came back, amen, and fell on his face and gave thanks. Amen. And Jesus said, where's the nine had? But brother, that Samaritan man, and God fell on his knees and gave thanks over the gift of healing right there. Amen. He didn't, you didn't, listen, that's what grace is. Remember that leper? He said, that Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst.
Yeah.
He said, I will.
Yeah.
I will. That's what he said. I will. I will. I read a quote of Spurgeon, and Spurgeon said this. He said, there's never been anybody not saved that came to Jesus with their heart. He ain't never turned one away. Him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Because he's coming because he sees the need. If you don't see the need for a doctor, why would you go?
That's right.
That's right. Right. See, grace is a gift. Grace is favor. Listen, if you ever got a hold of this, I know you're a young boy, you'd wake your daddy and mom up at night hollering, carrying on, thanking God. If you ever thought it was just the grace of God that you was born to these two good parents you got. It's the grace of God. You can walk, talk, see, and hear. It's the grace of God that grace came into you one night in that home up there on St. Andrew's Church Road. Visited your heart on purpose. Just you and the God that made the universe in the person of Jesus Christ, because all things were made by him. And said, Trevor, I come to you tonight, and I come for a purpose. I'm going to deal with your heart, and I'm going to save your soul. And just think it was all God, every bit all God. How in the name of the Lord Jesus can we be sitting here tonight in a place like this under no condemnation and the blessings of God on our life just because he put us in that place? Thank God to hear that gospel of grace and be saved by the power of God.
Amen.
That's right. That's the mercies of God. You're not under condemnation. You're exempt from all that law stuff. Listen. The law came by Moses. Now you either under Moses or Christ. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He done away with the first to establish the second. We live in a new covenant. We live in a new testament. We live under the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Thank God. I'm free tonight. You say, how free are you? Free as he'll give me. Free as he'll let me be free. I ain't free to sin, but I'm free to live. I'm free to be who I am in Christ. I'm free, thank God, to rejoice in Christ. I'm free, thank God, tonight from the bondage of sin, the penalty of sin, the power of sin. I'm free from it tonight. Amen. Thank God, buddy, when I sin, I grieve over it because it's not pleasing to the Father and it hinders my relationship. It don't take away my sonship, but it hinders my fellowship. But the thing of it is, thank God, he's a loving God and a forgiving God. And brethren, listen, thank God, if you sin, amen, as a child of God, amen, he said he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse from all unrighteousness. It's all started, thank God, today, amen, when he came into you and saved your wretched soul. Thank God because he had pleasure in it. Amen. And loving you, thank God, when you wasn't lovable and you seen that, but he loved you yet still and demonstrated his love on the cross. Thank God to purchase lost humanity. Amen. Thank God that's right tonight. Bless the Lord. You say, brother, what is it? It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. It's always been. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It's still that way, brother. Let's have a word of prayer tonight. That's what I felt like the Lord on me to say. Brother Robert, pray for us. God bless us. Oh, God. Yeah, Lord. God bless it. No. Oh, God, thank you, God, for freeing our soul and spirit, God, from sin. God, yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord. God, yes, Lord. God, please. Yes, God is.
Help us, Lord, if we'll just think about it.
That's right, Lord.
We have no condemnation.
No, no.
Nothing, dear Lord.
No, nothing.
We don't hold anything against our
people. No, Lord.
Thank you so much for it.
Yeah.
And Lord, I use this time, Lord, see fit. Lord, in your name we do pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. I won't have prayer here tonight. And Joe wrote up prayer list. I don't know if you got one or not. And